Charlie Morton's struggles continue tonight. I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Edge update. The Braves' Charlie Morton was one of the heroes for Atlanta in the run to the World Series last season. Different story this year. Edge analyst Kenny Ducey discusses why he's picking the Phillies over the Braves on today's edition of Battle of the Bets.
You want to look at any sort of metric. He's allowed a ton of hard hit balls. He's not missing as many bats. He's not the same guy as he was last year, even last year in the postseason. And he had, I think, one good start against the Cubs. Everyone decided he was back. He is certainly not back. And this Phillies offense, while they're missing Bryce Harper, they're down a few guys, they've still managed to win some games, put up some runs lately. I really like them to win this game behind a strong performance from Zach Wheeler, who has not allowed more than two earned runs since May 12th.
Philadelphia is laying $1.21 on the money line at PointsBet. The over-under is leaning to the under at 7.5. Edge analyst DJ Short likes the Jays in their game against the Red Sox primarily because of their suddenly surging offense.
The Blue Jays offense, obviously plenty potent, and while Michael Wacha holds a 2.34 ERA on the year, he's been a regression candidate for quite some time. And don't overlook Ross Stripling on the mound for Toronto, as he's put up a 1.31 ERA in four starts this month. I'm looking for the Jays to take care of business again tonight.
The books expect offense in that one with the over-under set at 9, juice to the over. Battle of the Bets happens every afternoon on Twitter. Follow at NBC Sports Bet and enjoy two talents going head-to-head with each offering, their top three plays, and a little trash talk. Every day of the tournament, Edge analysts Drew Dinsick and Kenny Ducey offer Bettors the Daily Deuce, a parlay featuring the best plays for a specific day at the All England Lawn and Tennis Club. Wednesday's deuce is Ugo Humbert to defeat Casper Ruud and Allison Riss to defeat Maya Schwalinska by at least six games. Finally, never a bad time to talk NFL, and in this case, futures. Former NFL wideout and current VSiN analyst Mike Pritchard was a guest on Bet the Edge to discuss his favorite to be the leading receiver in the AFC, if not the entire NFL.
I like Davante Adams, fellas. I mean, I know it's a new team. I know it's a new coordinator, but the continuity aspect with him and D. Carr, who played together in college, they're eager to get out there on the field and showcase what both of those guys can do.
You can grab Adams at 14-1 to claim the Offensive Player of the Year award. A programming note, tomorrow night on the NBC Sports Edge YouTube channel, it's Bet the Edge game time beginning at 6 Eastern. With your NBC Sports Edge update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.